Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Why parenting can be, is, should be, something like that, easy. And this is probably going to be a different thought for most people than what they're used to. But I want us to really think about this and see if we can make sense of it. Because whatever your experience of parenting is, I'm going to at least say this, it can be better. And I can tell you that Jody and I think Jody would back this up, that she and I overall in our parenting experience had a pretty good time. I've asked her many times when I've looked at videos or things that were going on when the kids were little and we or pictures. I said, "Did we have fun? Did we stop and enjoy that?" And she always says, "Yeah, we did." So, I mean, Jody, maybe start there. Tell us about your experience with parenting, what it was like. Just short version off the top of your head. There's no grade. This is not a graded assignment. Okay.
That's good. It was fun. I mean, there were certainly times that were stressful, but I mean, overall it was a good experience. I think Fred and I are a good balance for each other. I think the kids have, as far as we can tell, they're have good fond memories of growing up. You know, I'm sure we did some things that they'll claim later, you know, had an effect on them poorly or something. But no, I think they look back and it was good and it was fun. And we, you know, we managed to raise, you know, by God's grace so far, sane children, young adults.
Exactly. Well,
adults, not young.
Would you do it again?
No, thank you.
I mean, I'm not saying, are you enjoying your life now? I'm saying, was it an experience that overall, if you're redoing life, would it be something you'd sign up
for? Oh, sure. I just thought you were asking me to take on kids right now.
No. I mean,
but yes.
Let me just say it differently. Mass communication. You remember that class you took in college?
Uh-huh.
Would you sign up for that again?
No.
Okay. So it's that kind of thing, right?
Right.
That class convinced Jody to go into education, if I remember correctly, something like that. Right. So that's been our experience. I mean, it wasn't always that way. It certainly wasn't necessarily that way growing up. My family was more noticeably challenging than Jody's, but there are many wonderful things in every family, and there are many, many hard things. And I think to some degree in our family, we were left to kind of raise ourselves a little bit. With the nature of alcohol and dysfunction, et cetera. And, you know, that played in as a helpful thing in some ways, and obviously in some ways, not so good. In particular, I kind of skipped childhood. That's probably why I kind of act kind of impish and childish from time to time now. But I want us just to think about this idea of things being easy or things being hard. So what makes something hard? What is it that makes something hard? And what we normally mean is that it's difficult, it's challenging, it's the work and the energy put into it for what we get out is almost not worth it. It's sometimes it's overwhelming. Jody mentioned, you know, not all parts were great. Yeah, we had kids that had surgeries in hospitals, cerebral palsy, 10 weeks of chicken pox, you know, cut heads, emergency room. We had stuff. We all have that kind of stuff. And that's really not the challenge. The challenge is that the way in which we approach what we do is what multiplies the difficulty. And all I would say is, however it's going for you right now, it could be easier. No matter what you're doing, it could be easier because human beings were kind of made that way to improve. And the challenge is, well, I'm going to get to that in a second, but I was trying to think of an analogy, and I was pulling out something from growing up, and it was cars. So in our family, cars were always breaking down. They were not reliable to get you from town to town. I can't tell you how many times on a trip back from Debs in the legislature, so back to Montgomery, to our trip to our hometown, or to the beach or whatever, constantly we were stuck on the side of the road. Something was broken down. We were in a small town looking for a mechanic. And it was incessant. It was the same with many other things in our life, because the way it worked is Dad was kind of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, which I get, except that with mechanical devices, you need to maintain them. And so maintaining is a little bit of a hassle. But if you do the maintenance part, then it doesn't break down on the road. Therefore, you don't have all that hassle. So what I'm getting at is the trick. And by the way, Jody and I rarely have any mechanical problems with our cars, because I learned that lesson. And then I married somebody who wonderfully and joyfully is happy to go to get oil changed or whatever it is. And she sits and reads stuff and has a good time. And I wouldn't be as good at that, though I've certainly done plenty of it. But it works. And what happens is, because we change the oil and we get maintenance, and when we have to, we change the belts out, et cetera, the thing that happens is we don't have breakdowns. And because we have breakdowns, our trips are easier. So what's going on in parenting is that if you do the heavy lifting up front, the difficult stuff at the beginning, then in the course of time, it gets easier and easier. You know, it's kind of a train up a way, a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. It's that kind of picture. Disciplining a child, that's largely a 1 to 5 issue. I mean, ages birth to 5, let's say. I mean, you're not disciplining a newborn, I hope. I would recommend against that in any formal, serious way. But it's about age 5, in our experience, the kids sort of got it. And there wasn't discipline. I mean, we had discipline all the way through, but we weren't having major rebellion challenges with any of the 5 of them. Sleeping, you know, our kids slept through the night from about 6 weeks on, some even a little sooner. It didn't start that way. It was a little difficult at the beginning. Jody can confess that, especially with the first child. But it was only difficult for a little bit, and then it got easier. Because here's what we do as humans. We all follow the path of least resistance. And we make that sound like it's a bad thing, but it's really not. It's an efficient thing. It means we're smart. Why in the world would you possibly want to do things in a hard way if there's an easier way to do it? It doesn't make any sense. As a human being, you're efficient and you want to be smart about it. But there's something that gets in our way. And what might that be? But I'm sitting here asking this question. I'm wondering, what is it that makes parenting difficult? And as I've thought about this, Jody and I were talking about it today. And as we were chatting, I asked her, I said, could you come up with ways to make your parenting harder? And you said what?
Yes.
Yeah. And I bet you can too. Think for a moment, what would you do to make your parenting harder? You know, you could fight more with your spouse. You could maybe yell more at the kids. That would help make it worse. You could be very inconsistent, you know, get them up early one morning and late the next, have them get them onto them for not doing their homework, then not take up homework several days, all that. You could make parenting a lot harder. And you don't do those things. So I already know you're actually right now trying to make parenting as easy as you can. You're already doing this, but you're at this barrier of so much easiness. So you know you can make it harder. But my question is, do you know how to make it easier? And I'm going to guess the answer is no. And the reason I would guess that is because I'm pretty sure you'd already be doing it, wouldn't you? So here's the trick on making parenting you know, you make it easier and easier and easier until it's easy. So there is one leverage point that is the most crucial piece to making your parenting easier. And it's fundamentally about, I've talked about this before a little bit, about mental models or the way you think about it. And follow with me here, because I want to give an example and I want to go back and talk through our homeschool a little bit with Jody. But the way in which you assume, or what you assume about parenting, will dictate to you what you do. Not force you, but because you're not crazy, you know. If you know, mosquitoes are carrying the Zika virus or something like that in your area, there's a pretty good chance, once you have that assumption that mosquitoes can cause a really bad sickness, you'll be more focused and careful about mosquitoes. You'll, you know, put something on, or, you know, clothing, or keep the doors closed, whatever you do, you know, pour out standing water around the house, that kind of thing. That's what I'm talking about. And so I'm assuming that you're already doing things as easy as you can. Therefore, the issue must be how you think about it. I'll give you one big example, and we'll probably come back and talk about it. But the big example in my mind is how you think about children and their behavior. So if you think a child's behavior is caused by their genetics, let's say, or their stages they're going through, that the design of the human being, the nature of the child being a little boy or a little girl, being wired in by God to be extroverted, introverted, intuitive, sensing, thinking, feeling, judging, perceiving, or a golden retriever or a lion or whatever you want to be, you know, a screamer, a non-screamer, a quiet, dutiful, a systematized, a non-systematized, whatever you think about that, if it is a fixed quantity, a thing, then all you can do is work with it, because that's how it goes.